harshly try this case, and show no prejudice to either side. Although the woman's guilt could hardly be denied, but as an English judge declare impartiality in the affair, it is true I share a taste in a hat with one side of the case. Both hold bonds and stocks in the self-same factories and docks, and say the self-same prayers to ask God to protect and increase our share. But all the same, there is no question I favor either side in court, and I'm pleased to say English judge can never be bought or prejudiced in any way.
First witness, my lord. The Honourable Arnold Place. You are the plaintiff's nephew. Your story. Together with other respectable members of the RSPR, I found the accused confirmed with the researcher from Her Majesty's army. It's traditional to recall.
What a nice young man.
No questions, my lord.
I should hope not, sir.
Next witness. Lord Rupert Huff, CB, CMG, DL, GCMG, GCBO, ISO, KCB, KCMC, and the President of the RSPR. Had you any indication of the depths of your wife's depravity?
Millard, need I answer this question?
In this case, silence is truly golden. I add £1,000 to the damages. You may stand down.
Millard, I have a question.
Another thousand!
Will not be you come here as a husband? I have a marriage certificate. It is the paper was invented by love. Is there a bedroom in your house?
Several, sir.
And in your bedroom is there a bed?
I order it be announced. It is not necessary to call the court's attention to the obvious. I warn you, sir. Questions come very expensive here.
And what do you do in bed?
Sleep.
When that line of questioning has come to its inevitable end.
And what else, sir?
I kneel by it to pray Almighty God to give me charity to suffer persecution with a peaceful heart!
What noble sentiments! £1,000 for mentioning God! The court will not allow this witness to be chivied in!
Blood!
Another thousand!
Blood!
3,000! The court adjourns for me!
Danger.
Come, don't throw yourself at my feet. go to the races. All might have remained hidden.
Someone is there for what it seems.
Madam, after years of thought, I have indeed found that to be so. But pray, do not squat, not at a hobbies with me. 2,000.
My lad, I take it the court cannot prevent me putting my client into the witness box.
I find nothing in the statute books which says Jezebel may not mount her throne. But no system of law is perfect. £175,000. sent for a military escort. In the meantime, he's in your custody.
Amazing. I prove my love is still innocent, and at that moment I lose her. Alas, when fate demands, what can poor creatures do but go where it commands? Alas, when cruel fate has struck, when one pet is in love, one goes into the sand. Woe betide a cruel world in which all creatures, great and small, are hurled and tossed upon the tide and linger for a little span, as able as a man, and hurry off as quickly as they can.
I can no longer doubt. When he was defeated, the thought's dead. Now I'm certain. Sir, you are the long-lost son of Lord Fairport.
Sir, do not laugh at my misery.
The Fairport son of Peder, a peer of England, now you're in your prison clothes. I'd recognize you anywhere.
What use is it to me? I have lost my treasure, Minette. I can never pay £175,000.
Sir, the rest is mine. But if the heir does not claim his fortune before he is 21, it passes to the RSPR. Sir, you are 21 tomorrow, which proves you are Lord Fairport.
I can claim damages and get me net.
A drop in the ocean. Blood. The young Lord Fairport. Good heavens! So you were here. I didn't recognize you in the confusion. Just like your father. We were old school friends. Welcome home,
I am ashamed to face my father's friend. A deserter, escape prisoner. I shall be charged with assaulting the council for the defense.
Oh, little matters. Chip off the old block, the scrapes your father got into. Knocking off policemen's helmets. Pushing old ladies into the serpentine. Me too, full of fun. Calls himself counsel for the defense and can't defend himself in a little fisticuffs. Wants banning from the bar. By the by, Lord Fairport is always colonel in chief of war regiments. There won't be any trouble there. As for that old Puff and his man and his nephew, I shall send the papers to the director of public prosecution. I'll have the blackboard for the club.
Face come on.
I should throw myself into the river with you.